by Kuester Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. We are live on location today from the McKelvey Center, the historic McKelvey Center right here in York, South Carolina, to talk with some rock stars.
A couple, maybe.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right here, Bruce McKagan. Yeah, you know you're a rock star, as in ROC, Renew Our
Community. Thank you very much. I'll tag on to that one.
Awesome. Well, of course, we're here, and it is made possible because of our presenting sponsor, Kuester Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Yep. And our co-sponsor is York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Bruce, now you have really put together an opportunity for our community to enjoy a rare chance to be up close, personal, intimate with some rock stars.
You know, and the closer it gets, the rarer it gets. I mean, this is just pretty insane. If you can hear some of the music in the background, the guys are rehearsing right now. So you and I are going to try to navigate through this rehearsal to get some folks to talk to us. And you know who we have here right now, which is kind of cool.
Of course, we're talking about Gary Green, as we like to refer to in the biz. Double G.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm so cool and all that now, right?
I speak of myself in the third person. Double G says hi, Patty.
Hey. PJM says hey back. This is so exciting, though. Yeah. I mean, you, obviously, drummer for Hootie and the Blowfish, just a name that we all recognize. I mean, to see you perform takes a percussion and drumming to a whole new level.
Yes, man, I appreciate it. I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, like I said before, Bruce is tough to keep up with. Man, that guy goes on and on. There's no off switch on that guy, so I'm just hanging on for dear life.
Trust me. I got here early. This is a live radio show, and about 1 minute before we went live, I'm like, where's Bruce?
Comes rolling in. Yeah. I've got this.
Totally exactly.
Undercover.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have met
okay,
this.
We've got, hello. Hey, okay. Patty.
Quentin Bethay, and Gary, I don't know if you've met Quentin yet.
We just briefly met. We found out we're both whistlers.
But tonight, let's just make sure you're drumming, yes?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
No whistling tonight.
Well, yeah, there'll be some whistling tonight. Oh, yeah. I whistle and drum, and he whistles at keyboards.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and strong. I try to walk and chew gum. You guys have it on me. So what is your name?
My name is Quentin Bethay.
Quentin Bethay, and your keyboard and whistler.
Keyboard, whistling, and some background vocals tonight.
Some background vocals. Okay, so tell me, Bruce, what's the story on this guy?
Well, Quentin is somebody that I have known for 10 years, 12 years or so. Extraordinary, even though we call him local, even though he's living in Maryland right now. He's lived in L.A., got his master's back there. This guy is incredible. I couldn't wait to get Duff and Tommy and P. Hux to hear what this guy had. So we had a rehearsal yesterday. We, as noticed, I included myself. Anyway, we had a rehearsal yesterday, and all of these guys from York County that are playing with the big boys blew them away. So
Wow. It's
right. So Quentin, you got to just few seconds.
Yes,
with
exactly.
Him.
Quentin, tell me a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I have been in music since I was a kid, and I first of all, big ups to Bruce. Bruce has been like a really, really good friend. He's certainly kept me working over the years. But I got into music very young, and went to Berklee College of Music. I had my story pretty much featured in Charlotte. I pushed the piano off the side of the street and taught myself to play when I was young, and I ended up at Berklee.
When you got it, you got it, man. And I'm talking about the talent and the determination.
I appreciate it very much. And I went and got my master's at Bard. Met Bruce through a program when I was 15 or so. And they had a program for dreamers out in California. And he's been a friend ever since. So really, a lot of things that I've done in the industry has been really cool. And have been with Bruce, and some other things I've done really cool in music, jazz and R&B. So it's been a good journey so far.
How do you feel about tonight's concert? I mean, how do you prepare for something like this?
Well, I think it's amazing. I think the concert is cool, and it's very cool to have such rock stars here. And really, learning the tunes is one thing, but learning them so that you can play with the actual rock stars is even cooler. So that's how I feel. I feel it'll be a really great event, and I think everyone should come and enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. I love the venue because every seat in the McKelvey Center is up close and gives you that feeling of being able to see what's going on and hear even better.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels intimate from everywhere in the room, and it's going to be a great show.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Quentin. Okay, Bruce, you have another one of our stars tonight coming over to chat with us.
That's right. Parthenon Huxley. Say that five times.
Parthenon Huxley. Well, we in the biz, and as Parthenon introduced himself to me, it's Hux. Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It is so awesome to meet you.
Likewise.
And the orchestra, ELO, yes? Part two, or how does it go?
The orchestra starring former members of ELO.
Okay, well, you got to get that right. Tell me about this tonight. How did you get involved?
Bruce McKagan calls me, and when Bruce calls...
His name again? I know that guy?
Yeah, I've known Bruce for 10 or 12 years, and he's a force of nature, so when Bruce calls, I pay attention.
Well, that's fantastic.
And, he said he wanted to put on a show to benefit ROC, and I thought, great cause.
Yes.
Great fun.
Yes.
He's bringing his brother out. Plays in a little band some people have heard of. And so this is just going to be a blast. And we've got Hootie and the Blowfish's drummer and singer from Boston. So
wow.
A lot of great people here tonight. And we've put together a funny little set.
How would you describe it besides funny? Eclectic?
Eclectic.
I
would call it eclectic. It's... because we don't know each other, you know, we're just meeting now.
Right, right.
So how did you even begin to find your
music selections and things like that?
We have our tricks.
Oh, okay, tricks of the trade.
Tricks of the trade, and I mean, some things are obvious. We'll do some tunes by ELO. We'll do some Guns N' Roses.
Now, where is home for you?
I live in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
So you traveled from Maryland down to York, South Carolina, because.
Yeah.
First of all, Bruce said, hey, you need to do this. And second of all, because it's a major opportunity to help locally at the ROC.
Yeah. And my schedule's open, so it works out. And very happy to be here. I brought a young violinist from Maryland named Ben Hoyt, who is tremendous. He's only 24. I think I've already known him 8 years. Met him when he was a high school kid. He just graduated from Peabody School of Music, and he's a really amazing violin player. So everybody on stage has a lot of talent. That's why I'm not worried.
Yeah, yeah. So you just know it's going to come together.
I think if it doesn't, even our worst will be pretty cool, I think. So
I promise you that.
So
for
it should
sure.
be all right.
So, you know, with this gift of music, tell me a little bit about how you fell in love with music and found your way.
Well, I'm 63, so I was 7 years old when the Beatles came on Ed Sullivan. And that was it for me.
That was it?
I decided not to pitch for the Yankees or be Spider-Man. I decided I was going to be a musician. So I got a guitar. 3 years later, I learned my first chord. And I started writing songs at 10 years old. And when you hear a band in your head that's playing your own music, it's pretty magical.
Absolutely.
You don't know how it happens, but it does. And so that has, for the last 53 years, I've been doing that.
Well, we are so happy that you chose to... forego being Spider-Man so that you could be here in York, South Carolina, giving the gift that you have and sharing it with
us. My pleasure.
All right. Hux, everybody. All right. We need to take our mid-program break and just remind everybody. I just got a text from Manning Kimmel that tell me to calm down. Am I too hyper? Am I a little starstruck? Everybody's going to be starstruck tonight because this is an evening with the stars.
Instagram.
Oh, hey. That's pretty cool. Going to be on an Instagram of Duff McKagan. That's cool. Hey, we're going to come back and talk with Duff McKagan. I do need to calm down. I don't know. I'm all flustered over here. Of course, Close Up is presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. If you're buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Hey, lots more Close Up, Guns N' Roses, when we return.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tigakay. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and we are doing a special edition of Close Up Fort Mill Tigakay here at the historic McKelvey Center in York, South Carolina, because tonight is a special opportunity to give back, to renew our community. Of course, we're talking about our rock star, the director, Bruce McKagan, who happens to know a few people in the business, and of course, the business being the music industry, and they will be performing tonight, several from just notable bands and genres and just all aspects of the musical industry. I'm learning lots of stuff, Bruce, even that you can whistle and play the drums. Not you, but Gary Green can. And beside you, you have a pretty important part of tonight's magic.
Well, yeah, part of my deal tonight is to make sure that Manning Kimmel doesn't stand up on chairs and start screaming and taking his shirt off and all that stuff. So I just got to make sure that he doesn't, he behaves, okay?
Yeah.
So other than that, yeah, it's...
Does or doesn't, does, right?
No, that he, does, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it's a rock concert. That's yeah. All I'm saying. So, goes.
Yeah, I just, I know that rather than this voice that you hear all the time, you'd probably like to hear a little bit from Duff. So, my little brother is here, and I just want to say, and I don't get to say this too often, but Duff, thank you. This means the world to me, to my wife, Beth, to the rock and the community, but I just appreciate it so much. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
So have a good interview, okay?
We're having a moment.
Bruce, I get to come out and finally do something to help you. I've been busy over the last bunch of years, and we've talked about this foundation for some years. We were down in Florida talking about it.
Yeah.
I tried to get my buddies... biker gang to
come
up and
help.
That's
right. Chip in a little.
He was in. They were in.
I know.
I think you got a little scared.
I had an opportunity.
We'll start here tonight.
Biker's the rock.
It's a club. It's not a gang. It's a club. It's not a gang.
You were trying to convince me. before I leave, did you realize, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but tonight will be the very first time that you and I have ever played on stage together.
No, but that's not. Well, we didn't play on stage. We played in a classroom when I was like in fifth or sixth grade.
That is really cool. Now,
yeah.
Together. That played music or just played around the room?
Well, you got a microphone.
Oh, yeah, I got a mic.
Okay. So Bruce taught me. He can go now.
Okay.
I'll tell you
bye-bye.
The truth. Bruce was.
Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses.
He is my, not my oldest brother, third oldest brother.
Okay.
But he was the one who was still home. When I was growing up, and he played guitar and bass, and he was in a band, and it was fascinating to me. And he had the records. He had the Beatles records and the Sonics records, which was like the garage rock from Seattle, which informed like Iggy and the Stooges and all that. So I had all this great music, and I'd go down to his room and play his records, and he'd let me.
Wow. Because he knew you liked, he knew that you valued it.
He just, you know, he did.
Yeah.
And he taught me my first chords on guitar and taught me my first song on bass, which was Today's Your Birthday by the Beatles.
Wow.
The birthday song, which is the
blues
major scale.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have to learn much after that, you know, for a long time. And he really inspired me to be in a rock band. Like, this is what I want to do. Not for like the accolades of being in a rock band, like the, you know, a lot of the chicks and the whatever. It was just the pure musicality of it. There's a lot of music in our house, drums and bass and guitars. And so I kind of grew up learning to play everything, being the youngest. Mm-hmm. You know, they made me go keep time on
that.
The drums,
yeah.
You know?
Hey, it has a benefit.
Play these three chords on the guitar and just follow.
Yeah. I was preparing you.
So cool. So here we are a bunch of years later. Bruce has, he's always been the type that, we'll think of others first, and that's also what inspired me as a kid about him, and it's not fake, you know, this is who he is, and
well, to be able to take his passion for helping our community, with Renew Our Community, and also learning more about you too, because as I understand, you all wanted a smaller venue so that you could really feel the energy from the audience and kind of just, you know, like you said, it's not about the accolades. It's about doing what you do because you love the music.
Yeah, and it's definitely a trade-off with the crowd. Like a smaller crowd is, or this place, it's a really nice size venue. I'm looking at it right now for you on the radio. Can't see what I'm doing.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah,
you
right.
Paint it.
Beautiful theater, and you know, I don't know if there's tickets left, but you know, these types of things, they are tax write-offable, and if there's some tickets left, you should get a ticket, and because at the end of the day, all this noise we hear on the news and all that stuff, it's really up to us to take care of each other, right?
It really is.
You know?
It really is. Feel the music. Make the music of your life. Yeah. And make your music make a difference for somebody else. 100% of tonight's proceeds are going to go straight to Renew
Absolutely.
Our Community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's incredible. And the growth, Bruce, that you've shared with the organization, ROCK, has made a tremendous, I mean, to let you know there is a need there. But how cool is it? You're director of ROCK, Renew Our Community, and you are bass guitar, Guns N' Roses, and a rock band.
Yes.
That's
and,
so neat.
And an author.
And an author.
And
oh, geez.
But his older brother.
Stop there. We'll
and,
stop.
And a husband. And a great father.
You guys.
And a great
What
brother.
A great family. Yeah.
Very helpful brother.
My wife, you know, her modeling career, it's come back because she's like now modeling for that age appropriate.
Oh, really?
But geez, she's getting so many gigs, and she did a gig yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She did a modeling shoot, and she sent me some pictures.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to see her model?
Oh.
Something, Susan Holmes.
Yes.
Yeah,
but,
she's
but
blessed.
Pictures with clothes on.
Well, yeah,
of
course.
Yeah.
This is the ROCK we're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Of course he has your clothes on.
I love it.
Hey,
I love the fact that you're a family man and you're happily married.
I am.
You know,
yes,
it defies that sometimes stereotype
20,
of what a
20,
lifestyle
yeah.
of rock band is.
No. That's, you know, that I think that lore is from like the late 60s or something. You know, I had
I've had to
battle that lore for so long. Like, you know, we're a bunch of, you know, it's just so not true.
Yeah. You're living your life.
I'm living my life. I have a wonderful wife and two great daughters, 18 and 21.
So can we do something very first time here ever?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, tonight what's happening is that these people, the guys, have been working never together because they're getting together on the stage for the first time tonight. And there's a rehearsal that's supposed to happen 15 minutes ago, but that's okay. For you,
okay.
Patty, we'll do anything.
Well, I appreciate
but
that.
The very first time is Tommy DiCarlo, who's here,
Tommy.
Has never met Duff before.
Yeah, you,
never met any of their performing tonight.
You're
so I think that's...
This is so cool.
Oh, I'm going to give the mic back to you guys.
All right.
This hello. How
Great.
Are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, we are going to take a short program break, let you guys catch up. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tommy DiCarlo from Boston, lead singer Boston, right here on the stage, live from the McKelvey Center here in York, South Carolina. And, of course, this is Close Up, Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Of course, usually Thursdays, we are at Famous Toastery right there in TKK, where every server is your server, but we're on the road today. Stay tuned. We'll have lots more Close Up in just a few.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back. If I sound a little giddy, I apologize. This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, and it's not every day that I have the opportunity to
be on stage with so many rock stars and legends in the music industry. But the good news is everybody has a chance. Well, not everybody. Everybody that bought their ticket and maybe the few tickets that we have left will have an opportunity tonight for an evening of the stars, a benefit to raise money for Rock Renew Our Community. And as promised, I have in front of me Tommy DiCarlo from Boston.
From Boston, yes. I'm not from Boston, but I often play in Boston. So.
You know, I was... you have a unique story in terms of how you came to be the lead singer for Boston. Can you share?
I sure can. Back in 2007, the unfortunate passing of Brad Delp, which of course is their lead singer of Boston, the original lead singer of Boston. And I saw that they were having a tribute show, something in memory of Brad. And I was just surfing the web and seeing that they had the show, and I just wanted to go as a fan, you know. I just wanted to go and have a good time. So I shot the band an MP3 of me singing a couple of Boston songs, saying, "Hey, if you need any help singing at the
I love that
at the tribute show, let me know." And you know, it would be like me asking the Yankees, "Hey, if you guys need a pitcher, let me know." I never thought in a million years they'd call me, but they did. And then
now, what were you doing at this time
in
your life?
Working at Home Depot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why not? Get
yeah,
the shot.
Why not? Yeah. And the funny thing was, I was actually flying up to Boston on weekends to rehearse and working during the week at Home Depot, and I couldn't really tell anybody because it wasn't really a tour, hadn't been planned yet, but. So it was kind of cool.
That is cool. And you got to take your son with you too, right? That first read?
Right. I sure did. Yep. Yep. My son and I went out to our first rehearsal with Boston, and that was back in 07, and I've been with him ever since. So I'm super thankful to Tom Scholes and the band Boston for that opportunity.
Wow. Well, we are super thankful for both of you. You met. Are you going to get along tonight? Is it going to work out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so my musician friends, like, we know your story. Yeah. This is Duff talking, and I'm talking about Tommy. So before I came out from L.A., I flew out from L.A. yesterday. A bunch of my musician friends were texting me, so like, let us know what that guy's deal is, man. It's such, like such a great story. Like, so.
Yeah. Everybody's got a great story, but
I'll be observing you all night tonight, and then I got to report back what your deal is. Yeah.
Oh, I think that means we need to do a follow-up close-up after we get the deal after tonight. How did you ever decide what tonight's lineup of music and how you would organize the actual concert tonight?
Really, that was all Bruce.
Okay.
And he, you know, he just headed up the project, and he got a hold of all of us and wanted us to participate, which, of course, we all were excited to. And so, yeah, I mean, we didn't really have to do anything but just come here and meet each other and play.
Well, you'll be singing lead tonight?
On a couple of songs, yeah.
Okay. And when you're not singing lead, do you also play another instrument or?
Oh, yeah. I play a tambourine, a really good tambourine. I can play that thing like it's nobody's business. I think it's already in tune, too.
So maybe if I send in my tambourine audition, I might just get an opportunity to play with the band.
Possibly could. You're more than welcome to.
You heard it here first.
Trying to be a rock star. And, you know, I don't know how to school some
of that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not sorry at all.
Not a bit.
Daddy, come on.
Well, where do you call home? Where's home?
Here in Charlotte.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I've been here for about 15 years, and it's been a wonderful stay. My family and I have had a great 15 years here, and we're not looking to go anywhere. So yeah.
And you guys continue to play and tour?
Yes, I tour with Boston when we tour, and then when I'm not with Boston and they're not touring, taking some time off, I play locally and kind of nationally with my band DiCarlo. And that is a nice side project that is really developed into something that's kept us really busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, with so much talent, how would you describe someone that is maybe thinking about coming tonight, what we're observing right now?
Well, you know, if I wasn't part of this, I would be here because there are some amazing musicians here, and it's definitely for a great cause. And when you put those two things together, I just think it's a win-win.
Isn't it? That is so true. I mean, this is rock royalty with rock star hearts making a difference. Thank you so much, Tommy DiCarlo. I appreciate you, your sound, what you guys have meant to my life. And Bruce McKagan, I hear your name coming up so much. I know what a difference you've made in the lives of so many, and especially this group on stage. So really, 100% is going back to ROC.
Isn't this amazing?
It is amazing. How does this make you feel?
Amazing. Well, I'm just humbled. We all have friends, right? And when your friends can and family can make this kind of a difference, you just marvel. You sit back and praise God for, you know, these kinds of things in your life, and you just have to let them happen, and they're happening.
Yeah. And the mission of Rock, tell me real quick, I've got my bumper music, but let's just remind our listeners.
Well, the mission is to bring people, broken people, give them life, and get them back on their feet. And just like all of us, Patty, we're all different, and how do you get me back up on my feet, or best, and you and everybody else? And so each person, we have to embrace them and see where they need to go and want to go and what their purpose is, and help them do anything and everything we can to get them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, Bruce McKagan, come on out tonight to the McKelvey Center. Make sure you don't miss an opportunity to make a big difference in a wonderful way. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK.